Question two, the UK and the UAE. You have been exposed to different footprints. In your context, where does the similarity end? Where does the non-familiar begin? And how it has shaped your thinking as a lens crafter? The UK and the UAE, two massively different landscapes, couldn't be far from being the same. That's probably my first initial thought. When I was in the UK, I mean, I used to shoot mountains, I used to shoot lakes, streams, etc. Whereas in the UAE, you've got desert. It's a very, very harsh environment. And it's also very difficult to shoot in because of those challenges that come with it, the heat, the dust, the sand, etc. So I think that my first impression when I came to the UAE was it's big city lights, it's the big city, it's putting the little boy into the big city. And I've been here for 10 years now, and you start to change your interests. And after a few years of being in the UAE, I wasn't really interested in shooting buildings anymore. I lost that passion, that drive. And that's when I really started to throw myself back into nature, going back to my roots when I was in the UK, going back to landscape photography. So from an aesthetic perspective, there is no familiarity. It's very different. Desert and the UK rolling hills are like chalk and cheese. But the similarity of losing yourself in nature was the same feeling. What I mean by that is if you take my imagery, it has a kind of solitude feel. It has a kind of calming appeal. And it takes you to a place where it's just you and the environment. And that's what I look for when I actually go to these places. And the desert for me has that connection. I absolutely love going into the desert and have been shooting there for 5 years. It's been fantastic. So I think there is a yin and a yang just from those two different areas. From the physical aesthetic is so different. It looks very, very different. But the actual emotional connection is quite similar. Another sort of aspect of it, I suppose, is the cultural differences. So you've got a lot of different nationalities here in the UAE. I mean, you do have mixed race and cultural differences in the UK as well. But it's so broad and diverse here. And that's something I think is fantastic as well, because you have opportunity to do journalistic, documentary photography with different kinds of people. But the one thing that always stays constant wherever I go, wherever it's the UK or the UAE or even Iceland or Japan or wherever I shoot, is the way that I compose, the way that I process, and the way that I actually frame and look at the subject that I'm trying to photograph. That never changes. That always stays the same. So the similarity is always constant throughout that kind of process. So I hope that answers the question in how I actually shape my way of thinking as a photographer.